T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
PM team, on a Tuesday, a Roundtable Tuesday, no less. Andrew Filippone off today. He's back tomorrow. That means it's not a Malzy Tuesday. I don't have complete say-so. Arthur Motes here as a check and or a balance on my insanity. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. And we here on the PM team are presented by the Chafe and Luhana Injury Law Firm. Doing good by doing right. Big story right off the jump, right after we went off the air yesterday. A seismic one in the NFL, really. So nobody at this radio station better qualified to comment on something like this than a guy who played a pretty macho position, similar to defensive end.
Macho? Hey, now.
Would you say, where is, first of all here. Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Well, how are you doing, my friend? I'm well.
We both look unbelievably bright and well lit right
Seriously,
now.
Seriously, man.
Did you bring your sunglasses? I might put mine on here.
I'm contemplating going back to the car right now. I mean, I feel like I'm looking at you in HD right now. Like,
here's a pop for you, Craig. I look like PFT commenter with this on right now. There's a pop for you, buddy. No, we got these like very fancy fluorescent lights that
our
engineering ace Vic was putting in yesterday during my show.
Jeez.
So Pony was, at his mother's house with like Buddha statues and a dog.
No.
He had the dog barking, all this stuff. And then I'm in here while literal heavy duty stuff is going on in the studio and being reconfigured. But we do have a story that it's interesting here. I would say it's seismic in the NFL because it's an active player. It's a guy with a bit of a track record. Penn State's own Carl Nassib coming out as gay while active in the NFL. Now, we know Michael Sam several years ago,
Correct.
SEC Defensive Player of the Year, and he absolutely, and there's a lot to say about his role in this, paved the way for this. But he never stuck with a team. He was a 7th-round pick. I don't remember at the time feeling like his being out hurt the draft stock a ton, maybe around here or there, but like he never struck me as a guaranteed guy to make a team.
No, the knock on Michael Sam was he was limited athletically. He was a undersized college 4.3 DN who was a really good college player.
Who could produce in college.
Right, but when you translate that to the NFL, he was undersized, he wasn't as explosive, and he didn't bring you special teams value. So when you have a late round draft pick who can't help your team in a variety of ways like you traditionally want those guys to do, well, it makes them not as valuable. And then when you throw in just
everything else.
Right. And not saying that it was right or wrong, but it was realistic, very similar to the Tebow case with just the amount of notoriety that goes with certain people. At that time, it didn't make a lot of sense for the Rams to continue on with him, knowing that this is going to be more of a distraction than it is going to be helping our team be successful.
Well, Carl Nassib's case, he's a pretty solid, obvious NFLer. Didn't have huge numbers last year, but he's not
a good player.
He's a good football player. I think that's the thing. But here's my first thought. I'm happy for him that he's living his truth out there openly and doesn't have to hide it. I think it's a courageous move by him to do this. But what struck me about it yesterday, and I don't know how close you were following, I judge things to some degree on what that Twitter fishbowl creates and like this, you know, your social media comments. It felt like it did not even feel like, and maybe I'm wrong here, it did not even feel like the biggest story of yesterday that broke, because when I was looking at the trends, when I was looking at what a lot of big-time talking heads were saying, Arthur, and granted, you know, the big names on ESPN or wherever were opining on this, the NCAA getting smacked around by the Supreme Court 9-0 felt like, I don't know about you, I'm sure you're busy, but you're also checking your phone. That felt like even once the Carl Nassib story came out, like a much bigger deal.
No,
and something that was getting written about, opined about, and then when I looked at the comments on the Nassib story, it was, you know, you're going to have your jabronis in there occasionally, but mostly it was like, hey, man, awesome. Congratulations on living your truth and, like, go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And people almost, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you felt differently, like, reading stuff about this. People almost are just like, that's cool. I'm glad somebody did it finally. All right, what's the next thing that's going to distract me here on Twitter, the land of 10 million distractions?
No, without a doubt. And honestly, I think that that's a compliment for where we have come as a people. We think about when Michael Sam came out, right?
It felt like a sideshow. I remember being on the air.
Insane.
Felt like a sideshow.
I remember for us as players in the NFL currently, they started to change just the dynamic of our facilities. Showers that were typically open started to have dividers and shower curtains and things like that. It was a lot more privacy based. And we were just trying to figure out, is this all because of that? Whereas when Carl just recently came out, it was just kind of like, okay, cool. Like, I'm glad that you're confident and you're comfortable in who you are enough to say this, but it's not moving the needle like that anymore. And that's a good thing. It's showing that it's become more acceptable. It's become more normal and people are viewing everybody as just humans. We don't care about what you do in your spare time, who you like, don't like, and things like that. We just look at you as, you know, you're a good football player, you're a good person. And I think that was the feeling that I got from social media and from the players that I had talked to as well in reaction to that. So for me, I think that that's a good thing. I think that that is a sign that this is becoming more normal, as it should.
There's a lot of things I thought about it when it came out. One was, I think the timing is going to end up being correct here. And I think he's a very smart dude. I don't know if you saw the clip that also went viral yesterday of him explaining, like, low-risk index funds to his Browns teammates. Like, it was Carl Nassib, financial advisor.
It was a hard knocks, right?
Yeah, I was sitting there going, man, I got to start looking into this stuff. The scales are a lot different for me, but I really got to start checking out some of these index funds and start making my money work for me. But, like, a couple things struck me. One, I think the timing is going to be good because, like, everyone, the news cycle, like you said, it is a commentary. There's a long way to go still for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like the news cycle on this might last maybe through the week. People might be doing longer form stuff.
Tops.
But by the time they hit camp, it's going to be asked of him probably on day one. And then because he is a solid rotational player at worst.
Right.
That's it. They're going to ask him. It's probably going to be done with. I'm sure there will be a piece here, a piece there done on it, but it's in that dead spot now where people will have forgotten about it. That's one thing. The second thing that I thought about it, too, was, like, I'm trying to think of the way to put this. It was very just nonchalant by him almost. Like, he said, hey, I'm just doing a quick Instagram post. Like, there was not, it was, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a big special on ESPN. He just threw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million other things that you might scroll past. If you follow him, you might not have even looked at it if you didn't know any better. It just felt like it was going to recede into the background. Huge moment, deserves to be talked about. But I do agree with you that it feels like a positive commentary that we all just kind of said, cool, man, that's like, good.
That's
feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, too. I feel like the one question that always gets asked is, oh, well, is this going to be a distraction in the locker room? And I feel like if anybody knew about this beforehand and was probably like, yeah, is Carl going to be the guy who does this? It was his teammates. Dudes knew.
Had to be, right?
Coaches, teammates. I think he alluded to that. He said, like, you know, I had supportive people around me. I would imagine in your playing experiences, you had to either flat out know guys were and not no one cares.
It's just whatever.
Yeah. What happens in this locker room until you want it to be out of this locker room stays in this
room. Well, and that's the brotherhood we talk about. And that brotherhood at times has been given a bad knock, right? When you hear about, well, why didn't you guys call out that guy? He was late for this practice or he didn't show up for this.
Yeah.
Well, it's no different than, okay, if this guy has a secret that he doesn't feel comfortable sharing with the public, but that doesn't change how we feel about him. That doesn't change how good he's going to play. That doesn't change how impactful he's going to be to this organization.
Mm-hmm.
So you respect that, but it doesn't change your feelings towards him, and it's not going to change his feelings towards you. And the other misconception for guys that haven't played with people that are, you know, dealing with those type of things in terms of homosexuality or being bisexual, right, or LGBT and things along that nature, for the majority of those guys, man, you've confided in somebody around you. Somebody on your team knows. And the large majority of us will know. It's not like something that it's a secret or, man, I just can't tell. I can't get a read on this guy. We typically know. I mean, it's just being around people that often. You're right. around your teammates more than you're around your wives and children
right.
for a lot of us. So you know
you can't hide
guys.
It really. Right. Even if you wanted to, you probably couldn't in that setting.
But when
or
you
be
communicate,
tough.
You understand what the scenario is, and it's not awkward when it's communicated. It's not awkward. And if you truly respect your brother, if you truly love this guy as your teammate, that's not going to dictate how you feel about him or how you prepare with him.
It goes
him
and
or
balls
how you
out. It doesn't matter.
Him. Not at all. And that's the thing where, for me, when I saw how everybody received it yesterday, I said that is
like,
huge.
Cool.
Because I remember when the Michael Sam thing came out, that was not the perception. That was not how it was talked about at NFL
right.
locker rooms. Organizations from up top.
I mean, you were in an NFL locker room when it was happening.
Handled it differently. And
right.
that's my thing. I'm like, us players, we had our conversations and we would make our comments and have our thoughts about certain things. But we weren't the ones who were going out here installing different privacy techniques and things like that that had never been a part of the NFL scene.
Right.
We didn't do that. So you could just see as a whole, everybody was handling it drastically differently.
Feels like a huge deal in reality because it is. It mm-hmm. really is. And it's the most popular league in the country. It's a guy who's yep. going to be on, I would think, the Raiders roster still.
I mean, if he were
to somehow get hurt or be like a weird injury cut, yeah. he's going to get picked up because he can still play
he's
ball.
He's still a good player. Yeah.
Right. Like, that's important about it, too. So it feels like what it is, which is a huge deal, and yet, like, what you're describing, it also feels like, ho-hum, there's other stuff to be done here now. Like, in Pittsburgh, if this had happened 7 years ago, you know, I would think we'd be talking about it for an hour.
Easily.
Now it's like
yeah.
Dwayne Haskins, or you know what I mean? Something else.
Seriously,
it's the
yeah.
business of football. And the other thing, I think, too, that I wanted to ask you, too, you've got a guy now who's, again, he's not a superstar, but he is definitely – he is the guy that makes up the majority of the NFL. The
no
dude who's
question.
Had – now he got paid on a second deal, right?
But typically when
he's
you
a
make
solid
it to that
player,
point, you need those players to win games.
Right. He's a guy – he is one of – there are, you know, 75% of the league is Carl Nassib type mm-hmm. of guys on both sides of the ball. Do you think that this leads to eventually more guys following his lead?
I mean, I would hope that because my thing is this, regardless of what it may be,
the NFL sets the agenda. That's the
right.
other thing. If NFL players say, hey, this is me, this is who I am,
mm-hmm. but
and
my thing
go
is,
out and play, people just fall
gonna,
in line
gonna
with it.
They're going to love you, yeah. But my thing is, regardless of what the person might be wanting to come out and tell people,
mm-hmm.
I just look forward to the day where everybody is able to live in their truth, regardless of what
right.
that may be or what that looks like.
Right.
Because I feel like us as Americans, we love to put labels on stuff. We are quick to label. This is this color. That is that color. That
mm-hmm.
is this meaning. That is that meaning.
Mm-hmm.
This has a name for this, 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 that, that, and that. But it's like, man, do we really need all these labels? Do we really need all this? Like, we understand what makes people different, and we respect that, and we appreciate that. But it doesn't have to be this grand thing. It's just like, when me and you come in here, we don't focus on what makes us different. No, we focus on what we both like, which is sports, which is talking about certain players in either positive or negative lights. But that's ultimately that's
negative
ultimately
Nancy.
What we love to do. So that's the mindset that I'm hoping we can all get to as a nation as this thing progresses forward, because Carl is just another person that is going through this, another step in this monumental shift of our culture where we can accept people for who they are, regardless of their love interest, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of how they look. And
right.
that's another huge step in this. So you think about Michael Sam, when he did it was a huge step, Carl doing it, and now whoever else comes forward and says things after that, it's another step in just making this nation better as a whole.
Michael Sam didn't stick with the roster, but I do think he deserves a lot of credit.
He was huge in
because,
this, man.
Because I think if you don't have him coming before Carl Nassib's announced, it doesn't look the same way
mm-hmm.
in the public eye. Like I think he endured as a marginal player, a guy who was going to always be borderline. He endured
this.
Some major slings and arrows.
Michael kissing
yeah.
his boyfriend at the time
yeah.
when he got drafted was huge.
Right.
That was the first time a lot of people saw that type of affection
right.
displayed on national television with NFL players or NFL caliber players. And we saw how not everybody was open to that. Not everybody was willing to accept it or even try to understand it.
Right.
But this go around, because of the lessons that were learned both positively and negatively in Michael Sam's situation.
Sure.
Well, now we're able to have a more civilized conversation as it pertains to Carl Nassib. Now we're able to have, you know, a more just, all right, we acknowledge it. That's cool, but it's not this grand ordeal.
It's just a thing.
Like,
it's a thing that happened. And it's a big thing that happened, mm-hmm. but it's also one big things happen now every day, it seems
Correct.
Like, right?
Correct.
Like here, you know what was funny here, Craig? This is what I got out of this. Craig's in there, you know, God only knows what he's talking about. So I was thinking about this, like, and how that distinction between it's a huge story, it really is, and mm-hmm. yet it got treated like, okay, yeah, everyone yeah. kind of shrugged. I saw Skip Bayless, who 7 years ago, this would have been all Skip Bayless was talking about.
All
I saw
day.
Him tweet. Do you know what I saw him tweet like this morning?
Oh, no.
Why are LeBron and Anthony Davis following Russell Westbrook's wife on Instagram? Like, I guess laying the seeds of like a Russ to LA thing. When that's like, when they're just churning through their usual bullcrap.
That's what they went for.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Absolutely.
That tells you
yes, absolutely.
What this ultimately is. A huge step, but not something that anybody feels compelled to like give wall-to-wall yes. coverage to, because the usual suspects are doing their usual routines, mm-hmm. and that's probably in the end a sign of real progress.
Absolutely. Like I said, we don't want to make it where every time somebody comes out, it has to be this, oh my God.
Well, right, now well, the next
now
guy who does it,
differently.
The like, next dude who does it, whatever sport that mm-hmm. is, especially if it's football where it won't be the first person, it's yep. going to be like, okay,
cool.
There's another person.
Another one, cool.
Another one, okay,
yeah.
whatever. Skip Bayless will be doing, you know, why is yeah. Giannis following LeBron's son who's now
no,
freshman
no.
in college?
But why did Giannis sign with Rich Paul? What's going on here?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.